The Michigan House is considering a series of bills that would alter the state's firearms licensing system. The legislation would remove the penalty against people who carry concealed pistols without a state-issued permit. Supporters say Michigan citizens don't need a license to exercise their Second Amendment right. All across America, gun issues are a perennial hot topic. In the first of a three-part series, I explore the relationship between firearms purchases and concealed pistol license applications in Michigan. When the Michigan Senate voted to repeal a law penalizing gun retailers who fail to keep a registry of their sales, the vote fell across party lines. Led by the GOP majority, the bill passed to the state house. Democrats like Curtis Hertel Jr. of East Lansing argued a firearms registry is a vital crime-solving tool.
When there is a crime, not having a registry does make it harder to actually go back and figure out what happened for law enforcement.
These days, there seems to be fewer names on those registries. So far this year, firearms and ammunition sales are down in Michigan, and experts say that comes as no surprise. History shows the numbers tend to sag when more NRA-friendly presidential administrations take office. And despite our strong outdoor hunting culture, Michigan's gun ownership rate ranks in the lower half of the 50 states. Glenn Duncan is president of the Michigan Association of Firearms Retailers, representing 2,600 gun shops. He says the demographic that is buying guns is shifting.
The new crowd now is a younger crowd that is buying guns. They're now in their 30s, and that's changed from a few years ago. It was more senior citizens, and more senior citizens have more time for classes and stuff, where this age group is really busy with their families.
Fewer gun sales also means fewer people are applying for concealed pistol licenses. CPL applicants must first pass a firearm safety course before they get their permit. These days, Duncan sees a paradox going on there.
There's more classes going on with fewer members in a class. Before, they'd have 20 or 30 in the class. Now they're having 15 to 10.
More classes being offered and fewer people in them.
Right, right.
Duncan says he sees most shooters at the range enjoying a pastime versus practicing self-defense. He says the class he offers through his Bay City dealership is among the most stringent in the state. Duncan believes in participants taking the time to focus. Michael Galella agrees.
It's the attitude which translates to the right mental preparedness.
Galella manages the Demmer Shooting Sports Education and Training Center. The Michigan State University facility does offer concealed pistol license courses. When Galella talks about the proper attitude, he also means that of his instructors. He's seen clients come to his range after receiving subpar training experiences somewhere else.
I mean, honestly, we have people that come to us with concealed pistol license and they retake the class because they felt that they didn't get anything out of it. Sometimes I hear horror stories where the class is taught only, you know, in a couple of hours, when frankly it's an 8-hour class.
Interestingly, what Galella has seen counters Glenn Duncan's observations. He says in the last 2 years, CPL courses at the Demmer Center have been selling out.
On average, we would only have maybe like, you know, 6 to 8 people in our classes. And now we're selling out at max. We teach at 16 at a time. In fact, we've been selling it out at a rate of 2 months in advance. What that is attributed to is to the violent crimes that are happening outside in the real world.
Galella notes more women are taking his CPL class than ever before, as well as an older population.
I mean, in their 70s, you know, some in their 80s. And to me, it's sad because these people went all through their lives not ever finding a need to have a concealed pistol license. And now they feel endangered or they feel at risk and they want to go out and get it.
According to the Michigan State Police, more than 600,000 concealed pistol licenses have been issued in the state since 2003. In mid-Michigan, Genesee County logs the state's fourth highest rate. Ingham County checks in at number 11. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.